Good morning and welcome to the Father's house. Let me get started. Got three things I got to do and then we're going to get into the word. Number one, I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm hoping, I'm not wearing any masks, I'm hoping I'm going to spread love on your life. I'm hoping you're going to catch it. I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm hoping that this love will catch on into your life and that it will put the devil out of business. I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm hoping that evil will lose its money. I love you, I love you, I love you. I want you to be caught with love, sick with love. That's my prayer, that's my desire for you. Number two, I believe that, if I could use this illustration, that we are vehicles for the Lord. We are God's vehicle. As far as me, I think I'm a big black Escalade. We're God's vehicles. And the Lord uses us. He rides in us. And he uses us to touch people and to reach people. But here's what the Lord does not like. He does not like dirty vehicles. And what he has done, he has set up a way through repentance and forgiveness where we can go to the car wash and get our vehicle washed. He loves to ride in clean vehicles. I'm one of his vehicles. And I get dirty, it's just part of life. Sometimes it's my fault and sometimes it ain't my fault, it just happens. Life just happens. But he has given us a car wash called forgiveness and repentance, mercy and grace. And so right now I'm gonna go get my car clean in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you love us. Thank you for your grace and mercy in Jesus' name, amen. My prayer, I have a prayer for you that I have been praying. And my prayer is this, that whatever you will say, you'll do it. Whatever you will start, you'll finish. That we will be, those of us who are Christians, that we will be people of our word. We will keep our word. We live in a world that people deceive you, and they trick you, and they con you. But we need to be people of God who keep our word. If you say it, do it. If you start it, finish. Be somebody who keeps your word. Be a Christian who loves the Lord and keeps his word. And that people can count on. Amen. All right, those are three things. Let me get started. In Matthew 3, verse 17 and Matthew 17, verse 5. The Lord God, our Father, he speaks to us. Or he's speaking. And in this scripture, he's going to say something. And he's going to say something, and I want to see if you can catch it. Because when I heard it, way back when I heard it, here's what I heard. But he says something. And he's talking about Jesus. Because Jesus is doing his thing. And God speaks. And I believe, or I know, when God speaks, heaven hears it, earth hears it, and hell hears it. When God speaks, heaven will hear, earth will hear, and hell will hear what God is saying. And in those verses, here's what God says. He says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Did you catch that? Did you hear that? This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. I don't know if you caught it. Here's what I heard. God is bragging. God is bragging on his child. God is bragging on his son. You ever hear parents and they brag on their children? They talk about their children, especially when they do something good. Now, parents got to deal with a whole lot of stuff, but when your kids do something good, you love to brag. Yes, look what my child did. Look what my son did. Look what my daughter did. You love to. I love to. I got children. And when my son does something great, look what my son did. Look what my daughter did. We love to brag. God loves to brag on his children when they do something that pleases him. Now, it didn't stop them from, if they don't do anything, that's right. He still loves them. Still their child. God still loves me. Whether I do anything to please him or not, because I'm his child, because I claim him, because I call him my father, because I believe in him, I'm his child. And that's set, not going anywhere. However, I can please him. and I can please him in such a way that he'll brag on me. And so way back when I saw this, I said, oh, the Lord likes to brag on his children. And I said, Lord, how can I please you? What can I do? I know you love me, and I know that's sad, but what can I do to please you? What can I do to make you smile? And when I make God smile, I smile. You get all my teeth. I do like this. I'll be like, yes. What can I do to please you, Lord? So the Lord began to just talk to me about all kinds of things. And there's a whole list of things. But I just want to point out a few that God just kind of hit me with. And I have set my life to try to please the Lord. I want him to brag on me. I want him to brag in such a way that heaven will hear. Earth will hear. And hell will hear what God thinks, that he's pleased. My beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. My beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased. And so there's some things that God just, I'll go over them and touch on them real bit quick, that I've been able to do because I've been led by God. I ask God, hey God, what pleases you? One of the things that pleases God, makes him happy, is when we go after the lost. You know, those 99 sheep that are together, but that one that has strayed, those who don't need a physician, but there are some who do need a physician. There are some who are out there, and they're lost. And when we go after them, and we seek them, and we try to help them, God loves that. God is pleased. I like to look at it like a lifeguard. My dad used to be stationed in the military, and one place we were at, we were on the beach, and I would go to the beach with my friends a lot and go get in the water. I'm out there, way out in the water, and I'm backing up, and I'm looking at my friend. I'm like, look at me, and I'm trying to show off. I'm got my little black self out there in the water, can't swim, but anyway, I'm out there, way out there. Next thing you know, I drop. I hit a drop and I start gurgling and I'm yelling and I'm hollering and I'm screaming, help me, help me, help me, and I can't swim. And water getting all in my mouth and I just panic. And I'm losing my mind and I'm like, I'm thinking I'm going to die. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this lifeguard comes from behind me, picks me up, and takes me forward. Now, while he's picking me up, I'm kicking and screaming, I'm hollering, I'm like, what is going on? And he's taking me forward and he gets me to land. He gets me on the land and he checks and makes sure I'm okay. And then he just goes back to his job. He goes back to his seat, to his place on the beach. And he's just waiting. It's not an if, but it's when somebody starts to struggle. He's going to save him. He goes to do his job. And God says, Dan, I'm pleased when you're a lifeguard. Because you're going to be in a position, you're going to be in a place. And you're going to see people and they're going to be struggling. They're going to be drowning in sin and hurt and pain and depression. And I'm going to have you right there. And you'll be able to be just like that lifeguard to go help them, to go save them for the Lord, to go do good. I'm going to give you that opportunity. I'm going to open that door for you. And when that door opens, you have that opportunity. Go help them. Now, if you don't go and if you don't go mess with reach anybody for Jesus and anything, and you just fall in love with me, that's cool. I love you. But when you do that, it pleases me. When you go after somebody who's struggling and having a tough time. Yes, they might fight you at the beginning because they don't know what's going on. But when you go after them in Jesus' name and you reach them and you touch them, I'll be pleased. I'll brag on you. Because I love when people find lost sheep, when they go after people who have been struggling. Number two, second thing, peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers because they are called the children of God. I love peacemakers, Van. Now, you got to understand me. I grew up in competition and sports, and so I like battle. I like combat. I like to go at somebody and go at people, and I like to start stuff and see who's going to win. I like that. But God has called me, and God has called his children to be peacemakers. We don't have to fight anymore. The battle has already been won. Jesus has already fought the battle, and we're here as peacemakers. We don't have to fight sin anymore. Sin has been dealt with. We need to walk in peace. We need to walk in peace with people. Peacemakers. I don't have to fight. I'm not in a battle. I didn't get that at first. And I wanted to argue and fight and fuss with everybody. Especially over the main parts. Race. Oh, I love to get in that fight. Race, religion, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic. Oh, I love it. I love that battle. I used to get in that battle. Race, religion, politics, Democrat, Independent, Republican. Oh, I used to love that. And I wanted to fight. I wanted to argue. How do you see things? Well, this is how I see things, and you should see it like me. And God said, Dan, I haven't called you to fight. I called you to be a peacemaker, to be at peace. The war is already over. You're to be at peace. Be at peace with people. Don't start anything. I used to be an FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and when I was in at college, and I would go off to these churches and speak. And oftentimes when I would go into the churches, they didn't know who I was. And I'm black, and I walk into an all-white church, and they didn't know who was coming in there. And they didn't know I was a speaker. I'm going to be one of the speakers there. And I would walk in there, and I could feel and I could sense the attitude in there. And I could see how they treated me and how they, what are you doing in here? Are you lost? Something wrong with you? This is a church. Churches. And I would bear up and I said, oh God, when I get up to talk, when I get up to speak, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. I'm going to tear them up. And God would say, no. I didn't send you here to fight. I didn't send you here to argue. I sent you here to bring peace. Here's the first thing I want coming out of your mouth. I love you. I love you. We're not sent here to fight over race, to fight over religion, to fight over politics. We're sent here to be peacemakers. Then when you're a peacemaker, you please me. It pleases me. I'm going to brag on you. And heaven will know it, and earth will know it, and hell will know it. I said, okay, Lord, I'll be your peacemaker. I'll be your lifeguard. When there's an opportunity to save people, I will save. Help people get closer to you. When there's an opportunity to be a peacemaker in the midst of everything else, I'll be a peacemaker. I got you, Lord. I want you to smile at me. I want you to brag on me. Third thing. I call it first responder. Now, when I say first responder, I'm talking about people like firefighters and police officers. Police officers, there's something going on, they go to it. Firefighters, there's a fire going on, they go to it. Soldiers, there's a war, they go to the fight. First responders are people, they go. Even though there's evil and there's danger and there's fear involved, they still go. They're courageous. Courage is, you know there's fear there. You know there's opportunity for something to happen. There's trouble that could happen. But you go anyway. And you go and face it. You go towards it. You don't run from it. Yes, things could happen. But you go anyway. And God said, I love first responders. Now when he was talking about that to me, he was saying first responder Christians. Christians who will go into the midst of things that are tough. Something might happen. It might not go well, but you go anyway. The Bible says, preach the gospel to the poor, to the brokenhearted, to those who are captive in sin, to people who are in places that are not good. Go to them. Don't run from them. Go to them. God has had me go to mental wards. He's had me go to prisons. He's had me go to death row. He's had me go to drug dealers, go into the projects, tough areas. And he said, Van, go and take my word. He said, go. People are leaving, people are running from it, but I want you to go. I want you to go and help. People are running from that, but I don't want you to run from it. I want you to go. And when I tell you to go, go. I never forget, I went to a detention center, to this prison thing. And when I was in there, the way it was set up was years ago, and they don't do this now, but years ago I would go into the prison and they used to let me go right in. And they would lock the doors behind me, and I'd stay in there 2-3 hours. And I'd visit with the inmates and all the stuff and see all the things that was going on. They had shanks, they had all kind of things. And if they wanted to hurt me, or if they wanted to get to me, they could have gotten to me before the guards got to me, because I was behind bars, I was with them. I was in there, God told me to go. And I would be in there with them. I never forget one day I came and I got there, and something happened to one of the inmates there. He had lost it. I don't know what went down. I don't know if his mom passed away, something happened, but he had lost it. And they had put him in like a cell by himself, and he was banging on the doors. And he was banging on the doors so loud, it was like it shook the whole prison. And he had lost his mind, and he had been doing it for hours, and they had told me, before I even got there. And he was yelling, and he was screaming, and he was banging, and he wouldn't stop. And he had been, guards tried to deal with him, and he threw feces at him, and beat him, and all kind of stuff. And I mean, he had lost his mind. He's just gone crazy. He went hollering and screaming like he had a demon or something. And he had lost his mind. And when I got there, they said, "Van, will you go and talk to this man?" And the first thought, I was like, I don't know about that. Then God said, go. So I went to the door. They unlocked the door real quick. I walked in, they boom, and shut it, chained it back. And man, I can't begin to tell you the smell that was in here. I mean, it was awful. And he was looking crazed and raging. And I first got in there, I said, "Oh, I think I made a mistake. I don't think I'm supposed to be in here." But God said, "Be courageous. I sent you, go." And begin to talk. And we begin to talk. And I begin to let him speak. I'm still here. That's what I want you to know. God blessed it. First responders. God is going to send you places. He's going to send you some tough places. He's going to send you some places where you might get hurt. You might go through something. But he doesn't want us to run. He wants us to go towards people who are hurting, who are struggling, who are going through things. And that pleases God. When we go at people who are caught in sin, who are struggling, who are going through a tough time, that pleases God, and he'll brag on you. The last thing. Fearless love. God says, "I love my children who are fearless in their love." 1 John talks about perfect love cast out all fear. Fearless love. Then when your love is fearless, when you will love people, no matter what, I'm gonna brag on you. That's the kind of love I'm looking for, fearless love. Now, when I first heard that, I didn't quite understand it, and I didn't grasp it all. Because I thought, especially when I first got started, I thought love was easy. You know, you just love people, and you can be nice to people. And then God had to kind of break things down to me. First of all, he said, "Van, you love people on a personal level. You love people if they love you. You love people who treat you good. But if people are mean to you or nasty to you, you don't have love. That's not John 3:16, for God so loved the world's love. You got that love that's, hey, if you treat Van right and you're nice to Van, I'll love you. But you need to step it up. I need fearless love. I need love that will love people who don't love you. I need love that will love people who persecute you. I need love that will love people even when they do the Judas on you. And they stab you in the back, and you still love. Perfect love casts out all fear. There's no fear in love. I didn't say there was no pain in love. Love is the greatest gift in this world, but it is the hardest gift. And God will have you love people. Or he'll say, or he'll command, he'll say, hey, love people. But God, they hurt me. I still want you to love them. God, they stabbed me in the back. I still want you to love them. You know who I've been hurt by the most? Cried like a baby. You know who's hurt me the most? People in the church. Church people. And God says, I still want you to love them. I didn't say there wasn't going to be no pain in love. I said, there's no fear in love. Fearless love. When you fearlessly love people, and you just take it to your heart and you say, okay, I'm going to love them no matter what. God is pleased. God likes that kind of love. It's his love. You step up to the plate. Say, okay, God, I'll love them even though they hurt me. Again, like I said, I didn't understand this before about love. In the church, when I started the church, God said, all right, I want you to tell everybody who comes in, tell them you love them. And at the beginning, that was easy. I was like, oh, I can do that anytime, God. But then you start to run into people who are not all that good and have done some things and said some things, and you got to love them. And God said, don't lie. Love them. Tell them you love them. And you got to love with fearless love. These are things, just some. You ask God, you talk to God, he'll show you that pleases the Father. And he'll start to brag on you. And he'll let heaven know. And he'll let earth know. And he'll let hell know that this is my beloved son, my beloved daughter, my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased. I don't know about you, but I want to please the Father. I want to make him smile, and I want to smile. I want to be cheesing, got all my 96 teeth. I want to smile. I want him to be pleased. Hey, his love is there. His love's not going anywhere. But I would love to have the Father brag on me. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father, I love you. I thank you. Thank you for those who are listening. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.